This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you. It's great to be here. We love Australia.
One thing I'm really excited about off air is that Canada do Celsius, not Fahrenheit. How exciting
we do,
is that?
We do Celsius and kilometers.
Oh!
But when it comes to measuring distance, like, you know, how tall you are, we're still on inches and feet. Don't ask me why.
That's not too bad. You're we do that way. Every now and then.
We're on the way.
Yeah. No. That is cool. Now, you spend a bit of... You come out here often. What's the attraction to Australia?
Well, I mean, the surf's pretty good.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Don't get much in Canada.
Don't get much, and it's a little bit cold. We got to put on dry suits to go out. But this is my fourth time, actually. The very first time I came to Australia, I was on the Sunshine Coast in Noosa, and I was doing a YWAM DTS there. You guys know YWAM?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stands for Young Women After Men, YWAM, right?
I've never heard of it.
YWAM do a lot of mission groups.
Wow. Like, okay.
You know, okay, like, it doesn't actually stand for Young Women After Men. It's Youth With a Mission.
Like beach mission stuff. I get you.
Just
all right.
Right over the head. You said that, I just went, uh-huh. Yeah. No, because I was just thinking it's a mission group. But yes, you're right. It is women.
Well, there's another one. SUFM was another beach mission group, which is Single Until Finally Married and stuff like that.
It's true. Have you seen many matchmaking?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's forbidden while you're on YWAM DTS, but... which is probably a good idea because everyone's like 18 years old and ready to go, right?
But one's beach mission's over.
That's right. And so, yeah, I did a DTS there. It was an incredible time. I was there for about 5 months and we did our outreach in Indonesia and Japan and then came back to Australia. Anyway, so I made some friends here and really enjoyed it. And after I got married, my wife and I came back for a wedding for someone that was actually on my DTS, and that was like 3 years ago. Mm. And yeah, so we came back and I'd just been starting to do music in Canada. And when I was here, a few opportunities came up. So the last 2 years we've been back and I've brought a band with me and we've done kind of like a full on tour. And yeah, I don't know. It just keeps working to come back. So we think, hey, God must be in this. So we just keep doing it.
Must be so different though, because I assume you've done a bit of US touring in Canada and things like that. And when you do kind of travel a few Ks down the road, there's another big town and then you get travel a bit. With Australia, you're like traveling like 100 Ks before you hit something. And then it's not a very big town. It's Wagga.
Well, you know what? we tour a lot in Canada, probably like over 120 or so shows a year. And most of those are like 5 hours between. So Australia is actually a little easier because all you guys... You put all your towns right on the coast, right?
True, true, yes.
So you can drive literally like 20, 30 minutes and there's a new kind of suburb or town or whatever. So it's actually a little easier for us being here. If you're in the States, though, then it's like, yeah, there's a massive town every 45 minutes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
As a Christian artist, I'm really keen to know, I mean, what's your point of difference as an artist compared to the people you interact with and tour with and all that kind of stuff? Who are you?
Like as an artist myself?
Yeah.
Well... You know, I feel like a big part of my music is my story. I think that, you know, if people are going to get used to you as an artist, it's nice for them to know what you're about, of course. And I write a lot from just things that have happened in my life or things that God is doing. And when we do a concert, it's usually pretty heavily worship-driven also. So, yeah, I just love doing that. And usually we'll do worship, a few originals, and some songs that everybody knows. I don't know if I'm answering your question properly.
No, that's
but,
good.
yeah, you know, I'm a solo artist, but I travel with a band too, and it's nice to have that kind of like that energy and that live feel, and I just really enjoy it.
Where did it all begin, music-wise? When were you first getting into it, and what influenced that, and how did it become like a career for you today?
When I was around 11 or 12, I learned how to play the drums, and I started to play drums in church, and I just loved doing it. I never planned on singing. And yeah, actually, when I was like 15 or 16, my youth pastor taught me how to play the guitar and started singing a bit just for fun. And it was something I really enjoyed. And actually, when I was on my YWAM DTS here in Australia, my YWAM leader, Greg, he gave me a guitar. He's like, why don't you lead worship today? And the opportunity just kept coming up for me to sing and lead worship and whatever. And it just felt like God was opening that door. And I started writing music and it just doors kept on opening. So I just kept going through doors. And I think that's how everybody kind of does it is, you know, you just take it one step at a time. And being in a music career is not an easy thing. So you kind of have to have that that obvious door sometimes that God is saying, yeah, this is the plan that I have for you. And that's ultimately why I do it is because, you know, you have that sense and that confirmation often, like, this is why I'm doing this, is God has opened the door to do it.
Great.
Excellent. Now, you've won the International Songwriting Competition. That's pretty good. Now, which section was that? Because I know there's many sections that make up that competition.
Yes, that would be the Christian section. Mm-hmm. I think that's the... There was one I recently won, but I don't know if it was... I don't know which one you're talking about.
I just know from your bio that you've just won.
Okay, you
know.
Okay.
And yeah, finalist in the John Lennon one.
Tell us about the wins.
Yeah.
I think that was one that was a few years ago, and that was in the Christian category.
Yep.
And then there was recently one that was like, it was also international songwriting, but I think it's a different one. But yeah, that one also, and that I think that's called Christian Song Competition, technically.
So, that's a buzz. That's pretty cool to get that kind of recognition.
Yeah, it's been very cool. You know, it's you never know. You know, I've entered a lot of song competitions, and some of them they don't like your song, and some of them they do. So you just never know.
Sure. How does it work with songwriting competition? So it's a song that you've written, and then you just submit it like the recorded track kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they just pick it apart?
I guess so, yeah. And it all depends on the judges, too. You know, music is so objective. You can have one person that loves the song and another person that doesn't. And, of course, you know that at radio. You just never know. So when it happens, it's like, oh, that's a blessing. And it's very cool. So,
what's your favorite song that you've ever written?
Probably one of the recent ones I have out. I don't know if it's playing here in Australia, but it's called Yours. And it's one I recently recorded in Nashville with the producer, Ed Cash. So he's a great producer. It was an honor to work with him. And, you know, I just feel like the song, just everything happened right in it. Because you can have a song that you've written and then you go record it and you're like, shoot, that just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. But it just seems like everything lined up for the song. I was really excited about it.
That's cool.
Well, we do have that. Actually, I've really cool to. I heard it for the first time, I think, a week or two ago when I got your stuff, and we love it. And, you know, listen out to Hope. Stream when you go back home, all right?
Cool.
And you'll hear it. It's just, is that what you're going to play for us today as well?
I might, yeah.
Oh, haven't decided.
I could.
Well, Beautiful, that's done really well for you too, hasn't it?
Yeah, in Canada. And yep. I don't know, has it gotten any play here?
Yeah, it has got play around the country, actually. It's got a lot of good airplay. So that's
great.
If that's the first time you've heard that, that's not good. But yes, it's had done really well in Australia as well.
Excellent.
So
yeah.
Good on you. And the album, it's that would have been a tough process putting the album together, I imagine.
Yeah, you know what? It was a long process. I think anyone's first album is, because there's no pressure. It's kind of like, and you want it to be as good as possible.
Yeah.
So it took me like a year and between a few studios, and because I was working at the time in another job. So it took a while, and it was definitely a process. And you don't know, people going to like this, you know? So it's a really weird process. Second album, it's like the pressure's on and you got to do it.
Mm.
But but it was a really cool process. And I had so much fun recording it.
Are you one of those artists that have like 60 songs and then you have to cull it down to like 12?
You know what?
You're just like, no, I've only got 12, actually.
Pretty much that, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you start... When I start writing a song, I can usually tell, okay, this is a dud or this is worth working on. So I just usually try and work on the ones that I feel like, yeah, this is better than the duds, you know?
Mm. So no duds on this album. That's how you should market it.
Yeah.
I've chosen no duds.
The next album's called No Duds.
There we go.
Inspired by Hope FM.
Or, and then you could have a B-side, The Duds.
I like it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.